After a week-long trip to 9 Arab nations, Vice President Dick Cheney is visiting Israel. He'll join U.S. Middle East envoy Anthony Zinni today for a meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Cheney could also meet with Palestinian leaders later in the day. He and Zinni are trying to persuade Israelis and Palestinians to agree to a ceasefire. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
In the past week, the Bush administration has increased the pressure on Israel's Prime Minister Sharon to agree to a ceasefire. How will this affect his meeting with the Prime Minister?
Today's meeting between Cheney and Sharon will be the highest level meeting between the U.S. and Israel since last week's comments in that news conference by the president when he criticized the Israeli military offensive in Ramallah. The president at the time, his words were that this is not helpful, and he used that phrase twice during the press conference, and it did signal a shift in approach on the part of the administration. The White House certainly is still pressuring Yasser Arafat to do more to crack down on violence on the part of Palestinians, but there's now increased pressure on Israel to show more restraint and to sign that ceasefire agreement. And again, there have been a number of meetings over the past 15 months between top U.S. officials and top Israeli officials, but the atmosphere is different for this one because of those comments that the president made last week.
Cheney's main mission on this trip has been to talk to Arab leaders about Iraq. How's that gone over?
He has certainly been well received everywhere he has gone. Not so for the idea that the U.S. wants to do something about Iraq, possibly military action. Iraq, of course, has been listed as those so-called one of those so-called axis of evil countries that the president started using that phrase in his State of the Union address. So it's a tricky thing for the administration and for the vice president. They've put together this coalition. Many of these Arab countries have been very, very supportive of the action that's been taken in Afghanistan so far, but it's a much tougher sell to say that the U.S. now wants to do something about Iraq, which has, so far at least, there's been no direct connection between Iraq and Saddam Hussein and what happened on September 11th, as there was that connection with Afghanistan. So it has been a very difficult sell. The vice president has said that he's in the Middle East to talk about many issues, so don't get hung up on that one. But again, that was a very important goal of his as he embarked on this trip.
What was the Bush administration's reaction to the bombing at a church in Pakistan yesterday?
The investigation's still underway. It did kill two Americans, one an embassy employee and her daughter. The embassy was something like a quarter mile from where this bombing took place, and the administration has called it murder and expressed outrage, and they're calling for the investigation to proceed to see who's responsible.
The Senate apparently is ready to pass campaign finance reform legislation. What's the president going to do about that?
The expectation is that he signs it once it lands on his desk. The White House has not been really actively involved in what's going on in this issue on the Hill, but the president has signaled that it will that the president can't be counted on to veto anything that lands on his desk. And the sense is that the White House saw this as inevitable this year, and that it figured it should probably get on board once Congress fights it out and figures out the shape of this thing.
The president had a judicial nominee rejected last week. What does that say about the chances of future nominations?
I figure that this is round one, and future rounds may include battles over more judicial nominees, perhaps Supreme Court nominees. Democrats want to send a message about the kinds of people the White House sends to the Senate, a Senate with a Democratic majority, and the White House feels it wins some points even in losing the Pickering nomination by standing by its guy. But more battles to come over judicial nominees.
NPR's Don Gagne.